So we're reading from Bhasimad Bhagavatam, this chapter number 10, 5, 21 to 23. So first, I will do 21 and 22, and 23 we'll do together. Text number 21, translation. When Nand Maharaja heard that Vasudev had come, he was overwhelmed with love and affection, being as pleased as if his body has regained his life. Seeing Vasudev suddenly present, he got up and embraced him with both arms. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Actually, Srila Prabhupada disciple as well did later on. Nand Maharaja was older than Vasudev. Therefore, Nand Maharaja embraced him and Vasudev offered him namaskar, respect. Text number 22. O Maharaja Parikshit, having thus been received and welcomed by Nand Maharaja with honor, Vasudev sat down very peacefully and inquired about his own sons, own two sons, because of intense love for them. Now text number 23. My dear brother Nand Maharaja, at an advanced age, you have no son at all and were hopeless of obtaining, of having one. Therefore, that you now have a son is a sign of great fortune. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Jnananjana Sarakya Chakshur Unmulitamena Tasme Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Utpata Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavacham Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padana Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhadvinashya He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Taptakanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrushabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevcha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Thank you very much everybody. So first we'll take text number 21. Tam drashta sahasto thaya dehah pranam ivagatam pritah priyatamam dobhyam sasvaje prema vihvalah. She says, when Nand Maharaja heard that Vasudev had come, he was overwhelmed with love and affection, being as pleased as if his own body has regained his life. Seeing Vasudev suddenly present, he got up and embraced him with both arms. So in this verse is about the respect, how to give respect according to his age and qualification. Nand Maharaja and Vasudev, Nand Maharaja is older than Vasudev, still there is a respect between them. So same way, in our ISKCON, when we see the sannyasi, we must respect them. Because they are higher than all the ordinary people. Even if you see a devotee, we must respect them. And, forget the sannyasi or devotee, even the ordinary person come to temple, as a devotee, Srila Prabhupada's mission, we have to respect them. Everyone we have to respect them. Because sometimes, people come first time, and they don't know anything about ISKCON or our philosophy, or we got temple here. What is the time for the aarti? Like, only last week, like after the wedding ceremony, the couple came here for the darshan. But 7:30, curtain was closed. And it was wedding day, their wedding day. So they were really confused and very worried. At that time, you have to use your intelligence. That curtain is closed, but take them upstairs. We got Srila Prabhupada's room. Have a darshan of Srila Prabhupada and just specify them. So that is devotee's desire, no, what you call, wish, that everyone, we have to respect everyone, whoever come. If they are unsatisfied or not satisfied, little problem, just try to help them. Because by the Srila Prabhupada's mercy, we got little bit knowledge. So distribute this knowledge. And when they come, respect them. No matter what your age, even the child, we should respect. Even Nand Maharaja, he was older than Vasudeva, still he respect them. So it's all about respect, not only between the family. Respect is most important. Even if you go like some government officer, when you show and respect them, the job will be done. If you do what you call dadagiri, you know, like harsh word, bossy nature, the work won't be done. With respect, please, no, pay your obeisances. Please, sir, can you help me? You know, that way the job will be done automatically. But if you do like harsh word, you know, like bossy, the work won't be done. And in ISKCON, we have to spread this mission all over the world. So how we can do it? We have to be humble than in the grass, you know. Truna dapi sunichina, taror api sahichuna, amanena madinena, kirtaniya sadahari. It just chant the holy of the Lord and respect everyone. So this is first word. And the 22, he says, pujitaha sukhamasinaha, prushtan maya adutaha, prasaktahi svatma yodir am visampate. O Maharaja Parikshit, having thus been received and welcomed by Nand Maharaja with honor, Vasudev sat down very peacefully and inquired about his own two sons because of intense love for them. So when Nand Maharaja received and Vasudev Nand Maharaja met, whatever Nand Maharaja went to Mathura after the birth ceremony of Lord Krishna, when there was a celebration. And it is said in the Shastra, then any celebration, it may be a wedding celebration, birth ceremony, so many ceremonies going on. You know, there is sanskar. Right from beginning of childbirth, there is sanskar. And everyone has to perform their sanskar. So wedding is also ceremony. And the birth ceremony of the child also ceremony. At that time, in the Shastra, according to Shastra, side by side, if you recite Vaman Charitra, Lord Vaman Dev Charitra, then whole marriage or whatever festival will be go successfully. That is Vedic injunction. That with the celebration, no problem. But at the same time, hire some Brahmin where they can recite the Vaman Charitra, Lord Vaman Dev. That way, there will be no discrepancies. Even there is a little mistake in whatever, the whole festival will be successful. You know, that's why I say that this most important thing, though this sort of knowledge is most important. Srila Prabhupada did really hard work for us. And everything is ready-made now. So all you have to do is just take advantage of the Shastra. And find out, now the internet is a big weapon. We can use that internet. And so many devotees, so many spiritual masters, they give the class. We take advantage of the spiritual master. That's why they are there. Because they have sacrificed their life. And they study really. We have some work or something. But spiritual master, they travel all over the world. They gather the knowledge, not only knowledge, they have personal experience as well. So by the internet you can get this knowledge and then apply in your life and distribute other people as well. That okay, you are celebrate your wedding, whatever you want to do it, but at the same time this Vaman Charitra. Because in the human form of life, you have to follow the Mahajana. And who are the Mahajana? Mahajana, 12 Mahajana. Swayambhu Narada Sambhu Kumarah Kapilo Manhu Prahalado Janko Bhismo Balir Vaya Saki Vayam. Swayambhu Narad, Lord Brahma, Sambhu, Lord Shiva, Narad, Kumar, Kapilo, Manu, like the Janak Maharaja, this all biggest personality. So you get the knowledge and then at the same time try to follow them. That way you develop all this quality. There are 26 qualities of the devotee. So one best quality is respect, starting from them. The more you are respectful, people will respect you as well. You can't say, though, this devotee doesn't say Hare Krishna to me. Why should I say Hare Krishna to him? Not that. Don't keep that attitude. Just anyone, just Hare Krishna, you know. Sometimes people say, they are in a different world and they just pass by you. But, okay, it doesn't matter. You say Hare Krishna to them. You know, that is a matter of respect. So this is just more 26 quality. And respect is one of the quality. And that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Truna dapi sunichina, taror api suna, amanina mandina, kirtaniya sadahari. And only that you can do when you chant the holy name of the Lord continuously, which is Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That stage you can do it. So Vasudev sat, there's another point here. Says Vasudev sat down very peacefully. Now if you see, how can you sit down peacefully here? Just one example. Because you are Krishna conscious, your mind is in Krishna. You have darshan of Radha Gokulan, darshan of Srila Prabhupada. We attended the aarti. We worship Srila Prabhupada. So your mind is very peaceful. If you have anxiety, then you cannot sit down in the class even peacefully. So here, he says, Vasudev sat down very peacefully and inquired about his own two sons. Because if you are not peaceful, then you won't know what to ask even. So peaceful situation all over the world is very important. And how can you develop that quality? Right from the family. First, the family, husband, wife, should live peacefully. No quarrel. Little bit argument that happened, doesn't matter. But then, there is always solution. Compromise. Don't take grudge against each other. There is always compromise. There is four varna and four ashram. Brahmachari, Gruhastha ashram, Vanprastha and Sannyas. Srila Prabhupada said, the Brahmachari is the best ashram. You don't have any botheration. You can, because you got lot of time on your hand. So you can worship Krishna like anything, you know. Brahmachari is best. But if you can't manage, then next ashram is Gruhastha ashram. Where you get married, and according to this, the 23rd, I'll explain you why you should get married right time. If you want to, there is no force. If you don't get me, it's very nice. Srila Prabhupada says, no botheration. Very good position, best position, Brahmachari ashram. Because then you can do a lot of things for the humanity. Humanity all over the world, they are suffering. There is no peaceful situation either in the Gruhastha life, in the family life, husband, wife, children, father, son, daughter, son. There is no peaceful, because this material world is like that. Dukha alayam asasvatam. First of all, it's full with dukh, unhappiness. And on top of that, even if you do some adjustment, that okay, let me do work hard, get some money, get everything. And if you try to adjust, then asasvatam. It's temporary, it's not permanent. So even if you work hard, then hoping that okay, one day I'll become that rich, I'll get all the riches, strength, fame, beauty, knowledge, and then I become, no, okay. Then, what happened? It's not permanent. Dausasvatam, it's not permanent. So, the last minute comes, you say, come on, vacate now. It's enough now. You've done enough enjoyment, it's vacate now. Your time is up now. So, no matter what you do, dukha alayam asasvatam, material world, everyone is suffering. There is no peaceful situation. And that is why, so many, even the top level, like you have United Nations, they're trying for so many years for the peaceful situation. It's good intention. They are intelligent people, we must respect them. But where is the peace? Every 10 years or some years, this war is going on. So many people, innocent people being killed by so many different measures, you know. Nuclear weapon or knife. Knife is a big weapon now. On the street you walk and you don't know what is going to happen next time. So that's why this peaceful situation is most important. And how can you develop that? By engaging everyone in Krishna's name. When you engage in Krishna's name, then even if you invite them, someone to one temple, sometimes they say, oh, I don't believe in God. Why should I come to temple? You tell them, you just come one day, please. You know, for the sake of our friendship, please come. And if he's good friend, he'll come one day. And if he comes just once, that's like, no, nectar. Prabhupada and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will do the rest of the job. Or the devotee will do the rest of the job. Because it's association. Association is most important. Your duty is just attack them. Some other attack them to temple. And once you attack them, Krishna knows what you did for Krishna. And once they attacked, even once they come to temple, darshan of the deity, darshan of Srila Prabhupada, and especially 7 o'clock in the morning, when you see the devotee, sometimes you invite the people. And when they come the first time, and by 7 o'clock, forget it, 4:30 Mangala Arati, they can't come. But this 7 o'clock, when they see the devotee, how happy they are, and they say, my God, what an experience. They clearly say that. This is in first time this I enjoyed so much. Because they see the happy faces of the devotee. You know, that is called Shant. Because it says that Krishna Bhakta Nishkam Ata Eva Shant. Krishna Bhakta Nishkam Ata Eva Shant Yuk Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami Sakala Shant. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says, in Madhya Lila, 1949, he says, Krishna Bhakta Nishkam Ata Eva Shant. He has no desire. Nishkam. Without any desire. No plans. Plan A, plan B, plan C. Sometimes in the material world, we have plan. If plan A fails, apply the plan B. If the plan B failed, try for plan C. Always planning, planning. But he says, when you become a Krishna bhakta, you don't have any plan. Krishna's plan is your plan. Whatever ISKCON, ISKCON plan is your plan. There is no personal plan of yours. So that's why they are shant, they are peaceful. And then they engage other people. By seeing the face, laughing face of Krishna, so many devotees will be attracted. So many other innocent people will be attracted to you. When you see the smile face of Hare Krishna, and they ask, what does that mean? Then you got opportunity to preach them. Just by two words, Hare and Krishna. And by tilak, they ask, what is the tilak? What does it mean? Why do you do this? Why do you use the clay on your head? Then you got opportunity to preach. So everything Srila Prabhupada is scientifically, Vedic way. There is everything, you have a Vedic reason behind it. All you have to do is just do it, apply in your life and teach. And then there will be peaceful situation of the world. Because Vaishnava, when Vaishnavas teach each other, they become peaceful. And if there is some problem, some quarrel, in olden days, in Indian village, if there is a quarrel in the village, what they do? They invite the both party to the temple, not to the court. Forget the court, higher court, supreme court, or normal court, lower court, no. They invite both the party to temple. And the head of the village, she sit down and listen to both the party. And in the front of the Lord, deity, the decision is taken. No court expense, nothing. Okay, might be, now is impossible. But that is the real system. Because in front of the God, no one lie. That is the fact. When you tell something God, then you have to do it, no matter what. Either to kill yourself, but you have to do that. Your promise is that Krishna will do this and you have to do it. No matter what, you have to do that. And that quality you develop when you become Krishna Bhakta Shant. With what a peaceful mind you can do. Because this mind is the main enemy. So if you control the mind, then sex desire, or out of all desire, this sex desire is the biggest enemy. That doesn't mean don't get married. First of all, you become brahmachari. That is the best position. Then if you can't manage, then what happen? You enter the gruhastha life. Get married. And that, according to this verse, you know, the 23rd verse is most important. That's what we're going to discuss, that one. You know, this says that to beget a child in the old age is a bit difficult. If so, even if he's pregnant, then what happens? Usually the girl is born, not the boy. In old age. That's why I said, if you can't live as a devotee, don't cheat yourself, don't cheat your Guru Maharaj, don't cheat your Srila Prabhupada. Get married, there is no harm in it. Because so many Vaishnava, so many of our Acharya, they were Gurustas. And still they were successful, preaching the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But if you can manage in Guru Brahmachari, that's the best position. If you can't manage, enter the Guru, and that early age. Because according to this 23, Dristiya brahatah pravayasa idanim aprajasyate prajasaya nivruttasya prajayat sampadyata. He says, my dear brother Nanda Maharaja, at an advanced age, you had no son at all and were hopeless of having one. Therefore, that you now have a son is a sign of great fortune. See? So, if you want to get married, don't waste time. Get married early age. Because then you get old, then all the senses go down. Even if you want to try, it's very difficult. So here, because Krishna, this is Nanda Maharaja, Devaki and Vasudev, actually Krishna was Devaki and Vasudev's son. But this Vasudev's exchange is for the girl. That is her story behind it, no? But here, that's why it says that old age, okay, old age is a lot of trouble. Sometimes people say clearly that, oh, leave me alone. Not now. When I become old, I will chant Hare Krishna, not now. Let me earn some money. Let me look after my family. Okay, Prabhuji, you can do that. But why don't you do side by side? You earn money, you do your business, you do your 8-to-5 job. But at the same time, when you travel in the train 1 hour or 2 hours, why don't you chant this name? No one going to any harm to you. And slowly, slowly encourage them. And they do it. When you tell them, they give them bead bag, chanting, and they do it. Because in old age, very difficult. All the senses go down. You can't breathe properly. You can't speak properly. You can't talk properly. All the one by one, eyes, ear, nose, everything goes down. And then what will you do? Even if you want to climb in Himalayas, some people say, oh, I'll go later on travel to Himalayas. How can you travel? You are struggling here to walk 3 steps. How can you go to Himalayas? He said, Prabhuji, I'll go to Himalayas. When? After 60. No, you can't do that. When this is the opportunity, you go to visit Gangotri, Yamunotri, Badrinath, Kedarnath, Dwarka, Mayapur. Because in young age you can do, you can travel. To go to Mayapur is difficult sometimes. The water there is so much, you know. Sometimes, I remember when I went there was a right drinking water. I drink that because it was clearly, now it was a temple. So I drank their water, drinking water. So what do? You drink water. And I drank it, my God. I had to call the doctor. So sometimes, no, it's very difficult to go to Mayapur. Unless if you are pure devotee, I might have done some offense or what, I don't know. Because that is also. If you do some offense, then that sort of thing happens. Even if you are a temple, you can't enter the temple room. Sometimes people say, when we came old, I go to Vrindavan and enjoy life. What to enjoy? In old days, you chant the holy name of the Lord. What is there to enjoy? Here, Nand Maharaja, he was old. How can your son? So that's why I say that in old age, very difficult to have children. So if you want to get married early age. In Sanskrit, son means putra. Pu means what is the, it's the name of the hell. And tra means to deliver. So putra means one who deliver their fathers from the hellish condition. That is called putra. And there is one ekadasi. If you are married, sometimes some people married, and they don't have issue. And they go to this Baba and that Baba for the blessing. You don't have to go. We got enough literature in ISKCON. You take the ekadasi book, and there is 26 ekadasi. You find out a putrada ekadasi. Putrada. Putra means son. Da means one who offer you putra. So, and they come in a posa sukla ekadasi, usually in January. You do that one according to rules and regulations, Vedic way. Not whimsically, with your mind, you know. Your mind is corrupt. With Vedic way, follow that one. Worship Srila Prabhupada, worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, take the blessing. And then, what happened? Automatically done. The job will be done. If you have faith. Faith is important. Ado saddha tatha sadhu sangha tatha bhajan kriya tatha anartha nivruti shata. Ado in the right in the beginning you must have faith. With the faith you can do anything. Even the whole mountain, you can move the mountain by faith. You know, that is called faith. So ado saddha tatha sadhu sangha. Then what you come? When you come to temple, you associate with the devotee. Because devotees have seen lot of than you. They are long, many years in the, they have sacrificed their life for the temple. So they know they are better than you. So take the advice from them, and then they will guide you on the right path. Because devotees are really respect, they give you respect, you have for them respect, you pay your obeisance to them, and then they won't misguide you, that is guarantee. This is Srila Prabhupada's mission. In any part of the world, the devotee, pure devotee of the God, he will never misguide you. He will give right advice. So when you have problem, even husband, wife, don't go to this Baba, that Baba. Come to Krishna, come to take the destination of devotee, approach your spiritual master, so many gurus all over the world, take advice from that. You know, and then, if you can't manage, brahmacharya ashram, enter grihastha life and get married. And then according to this verse, when you are son, what is your duty? Train the son right from beginning, Krishna conscious way. Because the child like a small tree, bamboo tree. When they are young, you can bend it. Whatever way you want to bend it, it will bend. Once the bamboo is bit stronger, no matter how hard you try, you won't bend. You can't bend it. But when the child is small like a plant, you can bend it. So same with child. If you have a child, right from beginning, train him properly Krishna conscious way. And what is simple, sometimes people say they become this Bhaktivedanta for the last 10 years. I say, okay, we are going to do the Gaura Arti now. Do you know? He said, no, I don't know that. 10 years. I said, that's a waste of time. Gaura Arti is just here behind me. You come for 10 years. What do you notice in the temple? So that is called devotee. You train them and people love that one. Because before we came to ISKCON, we were also like them. So we can't blame anyone. It's Srila Prabhupada's mercy that we got all this knowledge. So don't be miser. Get this knowledge and tell them, do every aarti have a meaning. Every aarti is written there. Look, the Guru Puja is written there. And if you tell them, they will open the eyes. And then when they go home, they surf on the internet, they find out. You just give them little hint. People love that one. The little advice from you, people love that one. And when they go home, they find out from the internet. They print out And then every day they read and they recite this aarti. And then in the evening aarti, they would jump and dance. That is the effect of aarti. That is the effect of the devotee. It's so important. But then that only happens when you become a pure Krishna bhakta. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Krishna bhakta nishkam. No desire whatsoever. What is the desire? Bharat bhumite manushya janmo hayal yar janmo sarthak kari karo parupkar. This is parupkar. You train them, teach them. Because people love that one, but no one teach them. They want all this knowledge. Both all over the world, people are suffering, either rich or poor. People said argue that why rich man is suffering? Rich man got all the opulences, all the riches. He got nice bungalow, nice car, nice house. He's not suffering. Yes, he's suffering. Because he's suffering from the spiritual knowledge. And the poor man, he's suffering also because of his poverty. So both are for suffering. So what is the devotee's duty? You give this knowledge. Either poor or rich, no discrimination. This knowledge for everyone. Even from the child. You know, as Prahlad Maharaj said, when the child is 5 years old, just give them. Sometimes some mother, they say, oh, don't teach them now. Let them study. Okay, they will study. Don't worry about Mataji. They will study. But at the same time, side by side, you teach them. Sometimes they clearly say, no, no, this is too young. He's too young. But you just explain them what is your philosophy. That old age, what he will do? Like after 25 years old, he got all the bad association. In the home, he's perfect, the child. When you go to university, college, he will learn all the bad things. Intoxication, meat eating, gambling, everything you learn at the higher level. They think it's higher education. What is higher education? Sit down on a dining table and chair and eating chicken, that is not higher education. Killing so many cows unnecessarily, that is not higher education. That is why this knowledge is important. And even we have to train, it says in the Shastra that all the political leaders, king, queen, they have to follow this. When they follow, when they read this Srimad Bhagavatam, because according to Shastra, it says that, so in Bhagavad Gita, there is my nice one shloka, that yad yad acharti sreshtaj, tat tad evataro janah. Yad yad acharti sreshtaj, tat tad evataro janah, sayat pramana kurute lokastadunuvartate. Whatever action a great man performs, common men follow. And whatever standard he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. So the human form of life, everyone has to follow this Mahajana. Swayambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Kumar, Kapilo, Manu, Prahalado, Janko, Bhismo, Balir, Vaya, Sakrivayam. They follow, they read Srimad Bhagavatam. And even one shloka when they read, right from only a child, because don't wait until old age, So then they learn and they'll apply in their life and they'll be successful. So many marriage is become a failure now. No matter what religion they believe in. Not in ISKCON. So many religions all over the world. And every religion, so many ways, they get the blessing from the spiritual master and still the marriage is failure. Why? Because they are not trained properly. That's why. We can't blame anyone. That they according to time, place and circumstances, And it's Kali Yuga as well. It's not anyone's fault. It's Kali Yuga work as well. But when the child is trained from beginning, they will lose less effect of Kali Yuga. See, that is why you have to follow these guidelines. It's most important. When this pratima, sometimes they say, this is idol worship. It's not idol worship. Sometimes, so-called people, educated people, they say, idol worship. Why do you worship Lord Jagannath? It's just a small statue. He says, pratima nahi tumi sakshat vrajendra nandana. Pratima nahi tumi. You are not statue. Sakshat Vrajendra Nandana. You are Nandan means you are son of Vrajendra. No? So it's directly Lord Ramchandra, Sita Maya, Lakshman, Radha Gokulanan, Radha Landaneswar, they are in there. Because this went temple deity when we worship not Pratima. It's not statue. It's Sakshat. Sakshat means it's personally present there. You open your eyes. When you open your eyes and chant or pray, they will listen to you. But sometimes people come and what they want peace and they sit in the garden outside. They say, oh, we come to temple, no, and sit out. What is there outside? The grass is outside as well. Okay, you get, at least in the temple, that is good. But sit down in the temple, all the activities going on. There is all the classes, Bhagavad Gita class, Srimad Bhagavatam. They say, no, no. I remember one of my friends, we come so many times. I say, what do you do? Say, we sit in the garden. What do we get in the garden? We associate the devotee. You know, this is, we spend 3 hours in the, you know, Bhaktivedanta Mahendra. It's nice. At least you are fortunate, you know, that you came to temple. But take advantage of the temple. Take advantage of the devotee. That way there will be no problem later on. Problem come in anyone's life. Even if you are a big devotee, problem come. Even if you are a big grihastha, you know, very systematically, husband, wife, nicely trained, still problem come. Problem will come. Because this dukha alayam, asasa dukh, everywhere is unhappy in a situation. Shanti, no peaceful situation. As I said, United Nations try for so many years. Where is the peace? You have to train the child right from beginning. Where? When Krishna consciousness people come and hire, and when Krishna consciousness government will take over, then will peace all over the world. Not only in India, all over the world. So that's when Nand Maharaja celebrated this, you know, Krishna Janmashtami. You know, Janmashtami, Lord Krishna's birth. And Krishna, well, how is this celebrated? So many 200,000 cows given in the charity. People nowadays, they can't afford even one cow. You know? Cow, krushi go raksha vanijam. Krushi go, krushi means agriculture. If you see the agriculture in India, government that they don't care for the agriculture. They don't care for the farmers. And that's why farmers are poor. They say farmer, Jagatat, he's the father of the whole nation. And he's suffering like anything. And krushi go raksha. Who is doing protection of the cows? Killing cows, so many cows unnecessarily. Cow, right from beginning, cow is holy, right? 33 crores of demigod live in the cow's body. All the demigod. And then cow, he said that cow urine is like medicine, right? And the looking at the cow, have a darshan of the cow, that is also like pilgrimage. Because 33 crores of demigod live in the cow body. So that's pilgrimage, you know? Then cow urine, cow dung. Cow dung you can use as fuel and it's antiseptic as well. It's scientifically proven. Antiseptic as well. Cow dung and cow urine. Cow urine you can use as medicine. And then cow dung, fuel, you can dry it and burn it. No charge, free of charge. And then on top of that, what the cow eat? Only grass. Cow eat only grass and give so many, and milk. Milk is most important thing. In human society nowadays, so-called doctors, sometimes they advise they don't drink milk. Doctors advise people, don't drink milk. It's too much fatty, you know. According to Vedic civilization, not like that. You read the, we don't mind, your doctor, that is very good. Thank you very much. But read this Srimad Bhagavatam. According to Vedic civilization, cow milk is most important for child. It nourishes the brain. You know? So cow milk, any cow product, as I said, urine, cow dung, cow, anything with the cows is most important. But now, cow killing civilization. Go raksha, no one doing go raksha. Killing this. And then you want peace. How can you have peace? If you do, you don't protect the farmers, you don't protect these cows, and then when the child want to get married early age, they discriminate, the government oppose. They say, no, too early. Let them go old. Government says sometimes, there is a rules. Government in India, they stop all the prayers. They say, no, prayers is no good. This is a, what do you call, secular state. Prayers is no good. Why no good? Prayers, you must pray. The child has gone to the school or college to get some knowledge. It might be material knowledge, but it's a knowledge. And goddess of knowledge, Saraswati is in charge of the knowledge. So if you pray to Saraswati, what is wrong with? What, where the religion come there? But no, demoniac people ruling. And they misguide the whole people. That's why this Krishna consciousness is most important. Stop this demoniac people boasting about, you know, that you doesn't matter child, what religion, we don't mind. What religion is believe? Let him believe. But worship of Krishna. Krishnastu Bhagavad Brahma, top personality. He says, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. What else do you want? Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. And they say, no. You know, the secular state, we can't worship. So we have to change a lot of things. We have to protect the farmers. Krushi Goraksha Vanijam, Brahma Karma Svabhavajam. You know, this is important, this knowledge is important. It's so important in human society, and that only ISKCON devotee can do that. No one else can do it. ISKCON devotee can do any miracle. And this Srimad Bhagavatam, This nice shloka of Srimad Bhagavatam. He says, Nimna Gyanam Yatha Ganga Devanam Achyuto Tatha. Nimna Gyanam Yatha Ganga Devanam Achyuto Tatha. Vaishnavanam Yatha Sambhu Puranam Idam Tatha. There are 18 Puran. 18 Puran. Shiv Puran, Bhagavat Puran, Devi Puran, Kurma Puran, Varah Puran. So many 18 Puran, Vyasadev brought all this. But he says Srimad Bhagavatam is most important. Why? He says, just as the Ganga is the greatest of all rivers, Lord Achyuta, supreme among the deities, and Lord Shambhu, or Lord Shiva, the greatest of all Vaishnavas, so Srimad Bhagavatam is the greatest of all Puran. See how important this Srimad Bhagavatam is, most important. So, if you recite every day one shloka, this is the best technique. You write down with your book is okay, Srimad Bhagavatam book. But you write down with your handwriting and read every day one shloka. And then you will memorize. It's easy way to memorize the shloka. If you read every day one Bhagavad Gita shloka or Srimad Bhagavatam Chaitanya, read so many times, 1 week. And within week, you will memorize that automatically. It's that important. But we have to follow it too. You have to write down with your own handwriting. And then recite every day. Like if you do something every day, it's practice. And practice make man perfect. So if you do that one, like pujari, you know, in the beginning we may make mistake. But when you do everyday puja, worship, you are expert in the end. Everything by just enter the temple when you have everything. What come up, what is come after? There is upchar. What to offer next, you know. Systematically, Vedic way. And you don't forget. You do everything systematically. Vedic way. Say there is no mistake. No offense. Because if you do offense, then it's very bad. No matter what, either small offense or big offense, great offense or small offense, offense is offense. Either you kill a small ant or you kill a big elephant, that is offense, that is sinful activity. You might think, oh, it's just a small ant, but in the ant body also Krishna living in the ant body. Sarve, you know, in sarvasya chaham radhi sannivishto, in every living being, Krishna is there. So either you kill an ant or you kill an elephant, same sinful activity. That's why this killing business must be stopped. And if you want to get married, don't wait until the old age. You know? Prabhupada said, that, no problem. If you, brahmachari is the best position. That's the best, Srila Prabhupada's best position. But if you can't manage, if you can't control the senses, you control senses like a serpent. You know, serpent, when he walks, he doesn't go straight. He go like this way, you know? Turn. So senses like that. Sometimes, you know, even if you are trained, disciple for so many years, because of the senses and because of the effect of Kali Yuga, you know, you can't control. Then, okay, get married, enter the grihastha life. And then don't wait until old age. Then there is one prasna. Panchos vadam vanam raje. After 50, he says one should retire from the family life and pass the more time than Krishna Katha. Spread this knowledge all over the world. People are waiting for this knowledge. They love it. They love stories of Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sometimes people don't know who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we can tell them, look, only 500, not 5,000. Krishna came 5,000 years ago. Chaitanya, only 500 years ago he came. And they love that. Oh, is it true? I say, yeah, you can go to Mayapur. All the places are there. They know about Gokul, Mathura, Vrindavan. No one knows about Mayapur. And now, especially now we got Haveli construction will be going on. So we can tell them, involve the people. The more people involved, people are pious. By nature, they are very pious. But you got the misguided. So it is devotee's duty to put on the right path. Like when you are sick, you don't go to your best friend. My dear best friend, give me advice. No, you go to your best doctor. And doctor will give you advice. So same, everyone is suffering. And when they suffer, you come to temple. Take the association of devotee will train you. I think, Hare Krishna.